You're listening to WBHM, and I'm Rachel Lindley. North Birmingham neighborhoods have long struggled with pollution from nearby industry. Last week, the Environmental Protection Agency accepted a civil rights complaint against the Jefferson County Health Department, filed by a local environmental activist group. For more on what the complaint means, I'm joined by Nick Patterson. He's the editor of the weekly newspaper Weld, and he joins us most Thursdays. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Rachel.
What does the complaint say, and why is it a civil rights issue?
The complaint essentially says that Jefferson County Department of Health should not have issued a permit to operate to Walter Coke, which is one of many industries that exists in the North Birmingham area surrounding Collegeville, Harriman Park, and Fairmont. These industries have been implicated by the EPA in putting out pollution that has affected people's health potentially, certainly contaminants that have been found in the soil that the EPA has been working to remove, and which others are arguing is also coming from the air. And so as a consequence of that, GASP, this environmental organization that produced a documentary some time ago called Toxic City, says that the EPA should not have granted that permit to Walter Coke. The reason why it's a civil rights violation or the civil rights complaint that's been filed is essentially the 1964 Civil Rights Act prohibits anyone that gets federal funds from discriminating against people on the basis of race, among other things. These neighborhoods, Collegeville, Harriman Park, Fairmont, are predominantly African-American and have traditionally been so. And the complaint essentially says that because this permit was issued, it's going to have a negative impact on the people in that community.
What difference will this complaint filed by GASP make? The EPA has already declared Collegeville, Harriman Park, and Fairmont to be a Superfund site. They've been doing a cleanup there over the past few years, removing contaminated soil. What difference does this complaint make now?
One thing that it might do, depending on how this case turns out as it winds its way through the courts, assuming that it does get all the way through the federal courts, is it could cause that permit to be revoked. It could lead to more actions of a similar nature related to other industries. It's hard to say at this point. Ultimately, the goal is to get the federal government to do more, to get these industries to either stop polluting or find ways of remediating the pollution if they can. And also, there's even been a move over the years to try to get funds to help people move away from those neighborhoods.
What is it like to live close to this heavy industry?
Well, if you can imagine, heavy industry produces a lot of byproducts. It produces things that aren't so nice to look at or to smell. And of course, one constant complaint of people who live in those areas, besides their health conditions and their traditional anecdotal stories about health issues in families that have gone back for years and led to lawsuits and things of that sort, there's also the fact that there is a persistent black coating of soot and other particulate matter that appears on people's homes. And when people clean their homes, it comes right back. When they touch it, it gets on them. The government has suggested that people should not let their children eat dirt, not let their children walk into the house with shoes that are contaminated with the dirt from their own yards. And so living in these areas is fraught with a number of difficulties, specifically for people who live there, that people who don't live there might not particularly appreciate and certainly wouldn't want to live under such conditions themselves.
And to close on, what is the status of the EPA Superfund site cleanup right now in those neighborhoods?
Well, they're entering phase four of their cleanup, which is going to address another 260 homes that are in that area. And of course, their plan is to continue doing what they have been doing up to this point. How their plans might change over time is hard to say. It's also difficult to say exactly how any lawsuit that comes out of this complaint against the health department will turn out. The health department says that they are going to cooperate with the EPA to the best of their ability. They want people to be healthy, as you could probably imagine they would say, being the health department. And of course, there are people who still live outside of the designated cleanup site who say that they should also be considered because their homes, even though they're outside the imaginary line that makes up the cleanup site, are also being contaminated by the same pollutants that their neighbors are dealing with. So there are a number of things that could happen, including trying to figure out who the absentee owners are that the EPA has not been able to discover yet and has prevented them from testing some of the homes.
Nick Patterson is the editor of Weld, and he joins us most Thursdays. Nick, thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure, Rachel.
I'm Rachel Lindley, and you're listening to WBHM.